thought we know where we are, you know, that another year will be upon us. We're fast approaching the end of this one, and a new one will hove into sight. And off we go again with our New Year resolutions and all that stuff. But it's my custom at the end of the year, and I hope it's yours as well, to take time out, do a review, get before God, go back in my journal, see what the theme is of that which he's been speaking to me about during the course of the year that's just gone, and to come and offer myself afresh to him for the year that is coming. I find that consecration is a word that's really dropped right out of the Christian vocabulary these days. We come into Christianity, we're immediately looking to see what our gifts are, what we've got, who we are. It's all very good, very fine. But we forget the consecration element. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them pass in ceaseless praise. We sometimes get things upside down, don't we? So if you're planning to make a resolution or resolutions this year, may I suggest that you think about fresh consecration to God, offering yourself to him, not just a part of you, like having a slice of pie, but give him the whole, all of you, warts and all, and offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. It's nothing outside of the ordinary for the normal Christian life. Maybe you would find yourself able to say with Francis Ridley Havergal, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Here comes the hard part. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee.